You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you know that I broadcast out of Las Vegas. I currently live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Many of you guys ask me questions about Las Vegas. Like, really, there's a city there, you know, besides a casino? You know, where do you live? Next to the roulette table? You sleep on a craps table? Or is that where you take a crap? No. There is. It's a big, beautiful city. A lot of suburb areas, good schools, parks. I know Obama's not a big fan of Vegas, right? Dissed us twice, right, throughout his first term. And then when he wanted to get reelected, then he acted like Vegas was the biggest, best city in the world. Thank you. Thanks a lot. But I'm bringing this up because the city of Las Vegas is 108 years old today. What a lot of people don't realize is Indians, the Paleo Indians, were the first group, I guess, to visit the surrounding area 10,000 years ago. And then 2,000 years ago, the Anasazi Indians moved to southern Nevada. So for many of you, you know, who think it was just Wayne Newton and Steve Wynn, no, there's a little bit more to it. Then I guess in the 1800s, Spanish scout Rafael Rivera became the first European to visit the Las Vegas Valley. Nope, there were no casinos then, I don't think. Riviera was then followed by John Fremont in 1844. Now, Fremont sounds a lot like Fremont Street. For those of you that have ever been to Vegas, you got Old Vegas and you got New Vegas. The older Vegas had to eventually catch up to the newer part of the strip. Big Street, Las Vegas Boulevard, houses all the casinos. And when Steve Wynn started the Mirage, then boomed a whole bunch of resorts. And what used to be the Frontier and the Stardust and the Sands and the Dunes and the Hacienda started to turn into phenomenal resorts. Even though I thought those hotels were cool, you kind of miss old Vegas. I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, so I've been here, you know, really off and on since the 70s, but I lived here in the starting early 80s. And so, yeah, you kind of miss the old hotels and the cheap food that you could eat, inexpensive food, right, and the flashy lights, you know. And now, I mean, it's resorts. I mean, these things are exquisite, even prettier than some of the Hawaiian hotels. I mean, it blows my mind what we were able to do with the strip. But the older part of the strip, the older part of Vegas, the Golden Nugget, the Fremont, the Union Plaza, which I don't think exists anymore. Some of those were still more old school, and people liked it. The only thing is the area started to get a little rough. So they decided to encase it, cut off traffic, and make something called the Fremont Experience. Now, I love Las Vegas. I'm very proud of a lot of what our strip and our resort corridor has been able to accomplish. I do think the Fremont Experience should probably be renamed because it's you know, not as cool as it could be. They got this weird flashy light, you know, thing that kind of goes above the street in Fremont. And, you know, sometimes you kind of sit and watch the cartoon and it's cool. But what's really, though, cool about the Fremont Experience and Fremont Street is they cut off cars, they paved it, and you have kind of like Santa Monica Pier. You got vendors, you have entertainment, you have jugglers, you have singers, and it's phenomenal. You could get snow cones. So I'm a huge fan. Anyway, I think Fremont Street was named after John C. Fremont. He had kept a journal that described the two springs he found in the valley, and his descriptions of the areas eventually lured many people to the area. The Mormons came in 1855 and built what is known as Mormon Fort. Unfortunately, they abandoned the fort a few years later. By the 1860s, 1864, Nevada was now admitted to the state. right, to the Union as the 36th state. By the 1900s, the railway linking Southern California to Salt Lake City allowed Vegas to be a good stopping point. All right. And then the city of Las Vegas ended up being founded by 1905 and then incorporated 1911. Herbert Hoover decided to construct the Hoover Dam. Doing this brought work to the area. It brought in construction workers, helped boost the local economy. Now, gambling had been going on for a while, but it actually was legalized in Nevada by the 30s. So even though, you know, Fremont and Rafael Rivera were here, you know, in the 1800s, we didn't have legalized gambling then. It was made legal March 1931. By the 40s is when Las Vegas started to grow with the thanks of Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel and the Mafia. Vegas also became a great site for the military and defense-related industries after World War II. Right? And we have Nellis Air Force Base, which we're really, really proud of. Tourists started to come by the 50s. This was the place to go. And then the 60s. Howard Hughes Corporation began buying, building hotel, casino properties, and other moguls began to come in. By the time it was the 1980s and 1990s, we were already at about 500,000 people. And then the economy boomed. And when the economy boomed, we were close to 2 million people in the city. It was phenomenal. I was working at UMC Quick Care, or UMC Hospital. I trained at UMC. We didn't have enough doctors to staff. I mean, we didn't. We were overwhelmed. It was, I mean, the city was just booming, and our infrastructure could not keep up. Then came 2008, and boy, did we crash. We crashed really hard. Still feeling the after effects, you know, from what we're hearing now going into the summer months, a lot of layoffs. And so, you know, I'm proud of where I live. Happy birthday, Las Vegas, 108 years old. And the Golden Gate Hotel and Casino, one of the hotels still around. The Golden Gate, it was established back in 1906. And we're proud to have that hotel, too. So pretty cool stuff. Kind of nice to talk about. We were talking about longevity in men and women, and how women seem to live longer because Japanese researchers have found it's due to our immune system. And, you know, it's kind of nice to see longevity in something, especially a city I'm proud of. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-286-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. You know, I tell you, you're watching what's going on in Washington right now. And, you know, it's been kind of frustrating because whenever issues of Benghazi was were coming up, you'd only hear about it on Fox. You wouldn't hear about it on the other stations. And now with the IRS audits and the IRS admitting to auditing overzealously, they said, conservative groups, finally, a lot of the cover-up backdoor baloney that's been going on in Washington has finally been surfaced, and I'm actually seeing other news stations discuss it. And I think the reason why is you are seeing bipartisan resistance now. This isn't just now a Republicans going after the Democrats. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'll post something on Facebook and somebody will say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, are they Democrat? You know, like, are they a friendly? I got to tell you something. You know, a lot of Democrats are very intelligent people. I have friends who are Democrats. I got family members who are Democrats. I mean, just because Obama was reelected doesn't mean we've lost, we've lost voters who don't have, you know, very logical, intelligent thought processes. Okay? I think the Democrats working with the Republicans can do a lot. You know, I see this frustration psychologically with people where if you're not Republican or thinking one side, if you're not liberal and thinking Democratic side, nothing's going to get done. And yes, we have seen a lot of stalemates and stagnicity in the House and the Senate. Yes, we have seen that. I understand that. But if you have a Democrat that agrees, right, with a Republican that something needs to be fixed and something needs to be done, that could be an extremely powerful force. And, you know, so what's been very interesting is apparently Attorney General Eric Holder had to reiterate before a House panel today that he was not involved in a Justice's Department decision to seize 2 months of phone records from Associated Press journalists. That's the newest thing, right? Phone records being seized, private information from Associated Press journalists. This was part of a leak probe. Apparently he said he had nothing to do with it as well. You know, you're having Democrats go, okay, hold the phone, guys. What is going on? All right. You know, just because somebody's a Democrat or somebody's a liberal does not mean that they're un-American. Now, yes, I understand there's a lot of fighting going back and forth when it comes to illegal immigrants, when it comes to gun control, gun safety, health care. I get that. And you have people on both ends of the spectrum. But this is why, you know, I you know, I'll teach students this when you know, they're in an interview, let's say, and somebody appears to be leaning towards one side, and you don't want to start to, you know, aggravate them, but you want to stay convicted and stay true to your beliefs. You know, the first thing you got to do is find common ground. There are people out there, there are senators, there's congressmen, there's politicians, there's judges, etc. There are people out there, despite their political biases, right or left, do adhere to certain standards and logic and practicality. So if you ever start an argument on health care or on IRS overstepping their bounds with their power, you know, a lot of times you could find agreement with both Republicans and Democrats that, you know, power shouldn't be overstepped. Where you have to be careful is if somebody thinks you're trying to draw them into agreement with you so that they would then agree with your political agenda that you haven't even disclosed yet. And so, you know, when we were told when we were younger, never talk politics, never discuss politics, even though that doesn't seem to be the case now, everybody talks about it, there may be actually some strategy to that. All right, most people know I'm conservative. I'm very socially moderate, but when it comes to fiscal issues, extremely conservative. And so, you know, many people already know me. So if a patient comes in and wants to talk about the Affordable Health Care Protection Act, and I go, oh, you mean Obamacare? All right, they already know where the conversation is going. But, you know, and if that's the case, they already have put up their dukes. They've already put up their defenses. They've already put up their walls. They're already protecting themselves. They're already getting ready to have a fight, so to speak. Not that we would ever fight about that. But what if you go into the conversation, right, poker-faced, right? Like not really having one side or the next. I find that some of the best conversations I have with people are people who just display their neutrality and then agree with you on the common points. And then at the end of the conversation, we leave it to what's the best approach, the liberal way or the conservative way. So whenever you have a discussion like with Obamacare, all right, you know, sometimes the best way to approach it is say, you know, our healthcare system stinks. We have, our healthcare system has been for years a mess. Now, that's a statement. It's a statement that both sides can agree on. Our healthcare system, it's messed up. Right? You have insurance companies charging premiums just so you could pay the insurance company to lessen the doctor and hospital rate, but the doctor and hospital rate are skyrocketing because insurance companies pay them so little. Why do we even have insurance companies? I mean, you know, this has been going on. We've had issues with our health care before Obamacare. Now, maybe you and I think Obamacare accelerated the problem, all right, and I think we have enough evidence for that. Okay, but that doesn't have to be part of the initial conversation. Find an agreement that we have an issue where we have big problems with our health care system. Hospitals can't afford afford to take care of all the people coming into their emergency room. Period. Health insurance is too expensive. People are living longer. Medications are costing more because these medications fight cancer. So we have a lot of issues. Both Democrats and Republicans can all agree on that. Okay? Then you go into and you engage them. Remember we talked about the three E's? Whenever you have any discussion with somebody, or whether you're marketing to somebody or making a commercial or doing a radio show, you always implement the three E's. Not on purpose. It just comes naturally. You want to engage the listener, the viewer, the person you're talking to, the jury. Then you want to educate them on what is the situation, okay? Like if I'm a doctor and I want to explain what a colonoscopy is and somebody says, I don't want a colonoscopy, I engage them by saying, it's the prep, huh? That prep, damn. Woo! Getting through that prep. Yeah, I found common ground. I was able to agree with them on something. But then I educate them on what a colonoscopy is, educate the person on what Obamacare is, educate them on the facts of the case to the jury, and then you enlist. You give them something to do. You recommend they do something. You urge them to do something. You enlist them. Tune in next time. Buy the car. Come into the car lot and look at our specials this weekend. You know, rule in favor of innocence or you know, drop the charges to the jury or whatever. You know, so then you enlist. So you engage, you educate, and then you enlist. And, you know, many of us, we already do these things, but sometimes we just go and we do things wrong. I mean, I think if an attorney, all right, was trying to convince a case to the jury, and the jury already has an idea of this attorney, you know, sometimes agreeing with the prosecution on a couple points could actually be an extremely effective way to have the jury go your way. Because how cool is that? Okay? You know, a couple of the speeches that Barack Obama did that was found to be very, very endearing by Democrats was him actually agreeing with a couple points on the right. He actually agreed. But then he goes, but I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and he lost us again. So, you know, but don't lie, don't condescend, don't patronize by agreeing with something you don't agree with. You could always find common ground. Well, it looks like Democrats and Republicans are thinking what happened with the IRS. Well, because, I mean, think about it. If the IRS targeted conservative groups in a Democratic administration, and this is okay, then what's to stop the IRS targeting Democratic groups in a conservative administration? Of course Democrats should have a problem with this. Okay? Now, yeah, there may be some liberals out there going, yeah, sock it to the conservatives. But somebody intelligent would realize if the IRS has that type of power, if they have that type of power, you're just as screwed. So, you know, same thing with these Associated Press journalists and their phone records and their private communication materials. If that could happen to Associated Press journalists, it could happen to you. So somebody intelligent, whether they're conservative or liberal, should be able to see the big picture. And I have to say I'm pretty proud of the country seeing people group together, seeing people come together and go, okay, this is baloney. Because one thing that is concerning Republicans is if our country, beautiful country, leans too liberal, we'll lose all the protective powers. But it looks like a lot of Democrats want the same protective powers that the Constitution allows that we do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOC.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So smoking marijuana can reduce the risk of diabetes by controlling blood sugar. Yes, marijuana, you know, being used for glaucoma, being used for depression, being used for insomnia, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, also found to possibly prevent diabetes. They found that marijuana users had lower levels of insulin. If you had lower levels of circulating insulin, it indicated better blood sugar control. They say if a link is established, this could pave the way for development of treatments for diabetes using the plant's compound active ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. In the study published in the American Journal of Medicine, researchers found that those who regularly smoked marijuana had a 16% lower fasting insulin levels than people who had never smoked marijuana. Those who used the drug were also likely to have similar waist circumference, and a large waist circumference is linked to marijuana risk. Now, many, like I said, people with marijuana, they already use it for glaucoma, and they use it for pain. They use it for appetite, to help increase appetite, multiple sclerosis, etc. And, you know, I'm not naive to think that marijuana wouldn't help you, you know, and you know, I mean, it's a plant, and like we've seen in nature, there's so many things that are out there that can not only be used to, you know, hurt, right? You know, as like plants have certain toxins to keep other plants away and insects, etc. There are some chemicals that could actually be used therapeutically. So I'm not shocked by this. You know, now, does that mean you could get a medical marijuana card because you're diabetic? I don't know. But the one thing we do notice is your marijuana patients don't seem to be as heavy, all right, overall, as your non-marijuana users. Now, yes, marijuana still has health risks, but, you know, think about it. Many of the people you know that smoke marijuana, they're fairly slim. Now, some of you will say, no, it gives you the munchies. It gives you the munchies so you gain weight. Yes, it can. But you also have the nervous eaters out there. You also have the eaters that they eat something and it tastes so good they want more. And sometimes marijuana dulls you just enough. You know, to be, I don't know why many of my marijuana smokers are thin. In fact, one of them had told me years ago, Dahlia, you didn't know that? Marijuana causes you to lose weight. And I'm like, no, I don't believe it. I'm never going to smoke marijuana. But she said she uses that, and that's what keeps her appetite down. Blows my mind, because usually regular cigarettes have been known to do that. Not so much marijuana. So, you know, but we have found that they, you know, maybe it's, it, you know, prevents the type of metabolism or the type of food storing that non-marijuana users do. I don't know. I can't explain it. But they basically looked at 4,600 patients who completed a drug use questionnaire. Of these, 579 were current marijuana users, 1,900 had used marijuana in the past but were not current, and then 2,100 never inhaled or ingested marijuana. Fasting insulin and glucose were measured via blood samples following a 9-hour fast. Now, don't panic. A 9-hour fast could have been they went to bed the night before and then woke up the next morning without eating. And then the insulin resistance was calculated. Current users had 16% lower fasting insulin levels than participants who reported never having used marijuana in their lifetimes. And although people who smoke marijuana usually eat more calories if they quote-unquote binge, studies have shown they have lower BMI, so maybe that's why. You know, when diabetics are given insulin, they get mad. Not only because diabetics have to poke themselves with the insulin, right, and shoot themselves with it, but because they gain weight. Insulin causes you to gain weight. So, you know, there's something to this. Now, medical marijuana is legalized now in 18 states. Many more are jumping on the bandwagon. I am a little concerned when it comes to driving, and we'll go into this next story. But, you know, we're probably going to see more medical uses of marijuana. The more people use them and the more we could study them. Also, now that people don't think it's taboo to admit they smoked marijuana, we're probably going to get a lot more details. Because, you know, when marijuana is legal in a state, people are not going to feel there's going to be repercussions to admitting they use it. And a lot of people use it. It's frustrating for me as a doctor, because, I'm supposed to be monitoring their memory health and their mental health and their lungs and, you know, a variety of other things. But the one good thing is with medical marijuana now being so open and talked about, many of my patients feel a lot more comfortable telling me they smoke marijuana. It's at the point now where I go, how much marijuana do you smoke? If you smoke any at all. I mean, so that they feel comfortable going, oh yeah, and you know, my medical students are so surprised that that many people admit to it. I mean, for me, I don't need it. I mean, as long as I have my chocolate, I am fine. So we were talking yesterday, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, about the DUI limit being lowered to 0.05%, and how the National Transportation Safety Board had voted that they want all 50 states to lower the alcohol limit for drivers down to 0.05%. So we talked about that last show. We discussed how that could basically equate to one drink in women, two drinks in men, and boom, you're at the 0.05% level. And so many of us then, unfortunately, could be actually pulled over for a DUI. Many people who have had a drunk driver affect their family, lose one of their loved ones as a result of a drunk driving accident, commend this, applaud this decision. I want to know, though, is this going to also later transfer to people who have sleep deprivation? People who take an over-the-counter medication. Remember the shock we had when one state, I believe it was in New Hampshire, where they said if you take an over-the-counter medication that makes you tired, you could then be cited for a DUI. In the case of you getting pulled over or in an accident. And when we discuss all the types of medications that make you tired, ibuprofen can make you tired, acetaminophen and Tylenol can make you tired, antibiotics can make you tired. If you look at the side effect list of any medicine, usually all of them say fatigue. Fatigue could be a side effect of many of these medications. And so if one glass of alcohol can now be considered enough to impair you, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, one Benadryl, whew, that could really impair you. Migraine medicine. When I take migraine medicine, I only take it at night because I feel weird on it during the day. I feel impaired a hell of a lot more than a glass of champagne could do. And then what about all of us who have sleep deprivation or insomnia or who get woken up in the middle of the night by the answering service so we didn't get a good night's sleep? What about sleep deprivation? You know, when I did 36-hour shifts back-to-back, there is no way I was less impaired than somebody who drank one strawberry daiquiri. I mean, I had been up for 36 hours straight. Then I get behind a wheel. Now, if the National State Transportation Board or the National Transportation Safety Association is now going to start zeroing in on causes of accidents and impairment, all right, are they going to start looking at those of us who don't get sleep? And then how do you even cite for that? How do you test for it? How do you cite that? Now, what truck drivers have to undergo are strict sleep apnea tests. And they have to go through strict physicals that look at the medications they take. And they are not allowed to take certain medications that can make them sleepy. There's a lot of things truck drivers can't take, pilots as well. So will the same rules applied to truck drivers still be applied to all of us? Now, mind you, I don't want accidents. I don't want people under the influence when they're driving. I don't want people half asleep when they're driving. I think it's extremely dangerous. But if they're going to now, if you're going to look at people who just had one drink, and one drink could be enough to impair them, I could just imagine what they want to do for people who are sleep deprived. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say floods that were brought on by Superstorm Sandy can actually occur every 2 years, according to this latest study, to cities like New York City. And this could happen as, I guess, the sea levels are rising. And they say the sea levels rise by 5 feet. They believe they will have risen by 5 feet by the year 2100. So these new sea level projections mean that much smaller floods will produce more catastrophic effects on the city. I'm sorry, I'm reading this as I go because this just came in. I guess New York City was obviously very vulnerable by the 11-foot storm surge that it had in October. And they say, don't expect this to be the last that this happens. As the sea levels rise, this could happen more and more often. Now, mind you, it's only 2013. So the year 2100 is still a bit off. But they say maybe the city should construct a $17 billion system of flood barriers and spend another $12 billion shoring up outlying areas of the city like Rockaway Peninsula. Now, Klaus Jacob, climate researcher at Columbia University, told Scientific American that old sea level estimates of a 2-foot rise between the year 2000 and 2100 are wrong. They say old models don't take into account faster melting of ice in Greenland or Antarctica. The newest data showed that the Antarctic ice is melting quicker, and maybe by 2080, the sea levels will be at least 4 feet higher. So, you know, either way, I mean, yeah, sea levels being as high as they are obviously caused flooding. But what also caused this was the hurricane that had come up and then causing superstorm by the time it hit landfall. It wasn't a hurricane by the time it hit landfall. And so, you know, same thing with Irene. I mean, as these hurricanes move up north, okay, that to me is also causing much of our issues. Florida, I think Florida, we're going to see a lot of flooding issues just because, I mean, now flying over Florida and the Everglades, I mean, is it water in the land or land in the water? I mean, you know, what is it? And we know sea levels are rising, but what's very interesting that nobody's ever talking about is in Antarctica, NASA had seen that Antarctica ice was increasing at the same rate as Arctic ice melting. Now, we had found that story. It had, I think it was about 6 months ago, and we reported it, and you never heard anything since. NASA said, hold the phone, Antarctica's building ice as the Arctic is melting. Okay, and so maybe that signifies not global warming, but the Earth tipping to a direction such that the South is getting more cool. Who knows? I don't really know much about astronomy and how the Earth has to lie. But if that's the case, to me that makes sense. You have these shifts between Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere. But most of the articles are reporting the Antarctic melting as well. Yet, I mean, I kind of trust NASA because they're out there looking at them. They're the ones that are able to take pictures looking at Antarctica as a whole. So, you know, we are having issues with melting, and we have issues with droughts in certain areas, and we have issues of sea rising, and we have the El Nino, and, you know, so I understand that all of these things definitely can take effect. We're also having the sun and its little solar spurts. And apparently its activity is kind of being watched and people are intrigued by it. I'm scared to death of it. I'm always scared of space. Okay, knowing that we're just little bitty specks of dust, you know, compared to all of space, scares the hell out of me. So when you see the sun spew like it's doing and everybody's like, oh, looking at it like, oh, that's cool. For me, I'm kind of like, you know, are we sure? I mean, should we maybe, I don't know, do something? But I guess, you know, everybody says to kind of, just enjoy it. And, it's a spectacular phenomenon. I don't know. I'm scared of the sun. Speaking of spectacular phenomenon, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We believe we have the luckiest man in America who has won the lottery 4 times. Retired postal worker Melvin Wilson has won the lottery four times. He first struck it rich in 2004 when he won $25,000 on a scratch card. All right? Then he picked up his first $1 million in another one, then $500,000 a year later. Now he has won for a fourth time, collecting $500,000 in the Virginia Lottery's Millionaire Mania scratch-off game. So I guess if you count all his winnings, they say they clocked him at $2,025,000. He retired from the Postal Service in 2007, so I guess you get a pretty good pension as well. And I guess, you know, he's been pretty humble about it. I guess Virginia Lottery's Millionaire Mania game, its top prize is $2 million, still remained unclaimed. You know what? I think it could happen. I mean, think about it. If he's been playing for almost 10 years, all right, I could see this happen. The record for the highest ever jackpot remains at $656 million, all right? And good for him. I think that's pretty cool. You know, when it comes to, when it comes to hardworking people who don't get to live in, you know, Vegas, that, you know, want to kind of do a little bit of gambling just to, you know, test their luck, I'm pretty proud of them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the story here, and I think they're actually talking about my buddies. Now, I'm looking at the story here. Have you guys heard of the Robin Hoods? New Hampshire City of Keene is suing Robin Hood and his Merry Men. It's a group. I think I know how these guys are. These guys are pretty cool guys. It's a group that has made a name for itself by putting coins into people's parking meters before parking enforcement agents can slap them with a ticket. How cool is that? All right. And I want to reconfirm this, but I think they're talking about one of my brother radio shows from Free Talk Live. New Hampshire union leader reported this week that the six Robin Hooders named in the suit troll downtown Keene, often tracking parking enforcement officers and search for cars parked at expired meters. When they find one, they pay the meter and they slip notes under the windshield wiper of the vehicle that says your meter expired. However, we saved you from the King's tariffs, Robin Hood and his merry men. Please consider paying it forward. And then I guess the note includes an address where people can send donations for the effort. The city claims that the Robin Hooders are taunting and harassing the city's three parking enforcement officers and causing them so much anxiety and distress that they've considered leaving their jobs. They say that outcome could force the city to pick up the tab for hiring and training replacements. We're talking about three. But you what? I don't understand why this is a big deal to the officers. You got a group of people who are helping fellow Americans in a recession, depression, not have to deal with, parking tickets. And they are putting the money. I mean, you know how many guys put money into my meter because they thought I was cute? And I'm like, oh, thank you. But then I left because, you know, I'm not going to put out for a quarter. That's ridiculous. It's prostitution. But anyway, people do that all the time, yet they're suing them. The lawsuit claims that since December, the group has intentionally taunted, interfered with, harassed, and intimidated the parking enforcement officers by closely following them on foot and in automobiles in groups of one, two, or more, often with the video camera equipment, and coordinating their activities using radio communication. All right. Don't we have these shows called Cops? Right? Don't we have these television shows called Cops? Right? And there's a camera on there and we watch what the cops do. I love the cops. All right? But honestly, the reason why these parking enforcers are there is because they want to make sure there's money in the meter. When there's money in the meter, you'd think everything would be fine. I don't get it. All right. Anyway, guys, have a great rest of the day. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Be safe and God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.